I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. The United Nations said today there's been a boost in the amount of international aid pledged for Pakistan. That assistance can't come too soon. Pakistan has experienced its worst flooding ever. And new warnings were issued today as floodwaters inundated more areas in the southern province of Sindh. The flooding there has forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes. The BBC's Chris Morris is in Nowshera in northwest Pakistan.
There's water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. People here are queuing up to get water from a tanker, and yet all around them, running right down the middle of Pakistan, the mighty Indus River has become an inland sea. We had no electricity or phones for 2 days before the floods, he's saying, so we had no warning. This is a makeshift medical clinic for people made homeless by the floods. Dr. Ralph is a busy man.
The major problem we are facing is fungal infections, bacterial infections, especially in females. We are looking forward for skin infections, scabies, and so many other snag bites, unknown bites, which we are unable to know that, which bite this is.
On the motorway leading to Peshawar, tents are pitched all along the central reservation, and cows rescued from the floods are tethered to the crash barrier. No one, man or beast, has anywhere else to go. Further downstream, water levels are still rising. They have receded here, but they've left a tangled mess behind. Irfan Khan is working in this area with the British-based charity Muslim Hands.
Well, right now we are providing medical services over here, but the people of this area where we are working now, they're in dire need of food, shelter and water. They will require this for at least next 90 days, which is, you know, the relief period set up by the UN and also, you know, for the people.
There have been food fights and roads blocked by angry protesters who feel they've been abandoned. There have also been extraordinary stories of bravery and defiance of the odds. But the scale of what's happened here does pose a fearsome challenge. Daniel Toole is the Regional Director for South Asia at the UN Children's Fund.
It's probably the biggest emergency on the planet today. We have a country that has endemic watery diarrhea, endemic cholera, endemic upper respiratory infections, and we have women and children at risk, not in the hundreds of thousands, but in the millions.
In other words, any country, any government would be struggling to cope. Still, the failure of Pakistan's government to react more effectively could still be deeply damaging. Dr. Mohammad Zubair Khan is a former cabinet minister who was a critic of the previous military regime led by Pervez Musharraf. But he says President Zardari's civilian rule has been no better.
I'm afraid that this flood and the problems it's going to create is going to test the very structure of government in Pakistan altogether. It's going to be very divisive because provinces will be pitted against provinces, people in different ethnic groups will be pitted against each other.
So all the questions about the very survival of the state will come back to the fore.
Well, I think the state might survive, but I think it will not probably be with this present system, because this system is failing us, absolutely. Not because democracy is failing us, but because these people are not living to the principles of democracy.
The government rejects such gloomy analysis, but I asked the Interior Minister, Rehman Malik, in Islamabad, whether he understood the mood of popular anger.
In the history of the whole subcontinent, there was never such a disaster. So I am satisfied to the extent that all those logistics which were available according to our given resources, we have done it.
But even the UN is saying that only a fraction of the people who've been severely affected have received any assistance at all.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I am not disagreeing what is being told. The magnitude of disaster is so big that alone Pakistan cannot handle it. That's why we made an international appeal.
But the money from abroad has trickled in relatively slowly, and it certainly hasn't reached this water world yet in significant sums. There has been concern about corruption. Where will all the money go? The government has now said it will invite international auditing firms to track every grant and loan and donation. The immediate focus, though, is still on the water and on the people. There will be a threat of more rain and further flooding for another month. But the broader consequences of this tragedy for Pakistan will only become clear long after the waters have gone.